contractors.
I think that would be a great idea. Mr. Sharp?
I'm going to ask the applicant, can you get up with staff and forward the contact information for those contractors? Thank you.
Next case.
Case number 12760, Kristen Evans seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling. Sections 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the southeast side of Laguna Drive within the George Moore subdivision. The 911 address is 34687 Laguna Drive in Frankfurt. Zoning district is GR, tax parcel is District 134, map 19, parcel 37. The applicant is seeking a 6.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing home. Staff would note that the existing mobile home was placed in 1989. We do not have any record of a certificate of compliance for that. We have zero letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and one mail return.
Is the applicant present?
She asked me to attend. I'm the buyer of the property.
Okay.
On her behalf.
You can come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Amjad Madinat, 34700 Bethany Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, members.
Good evening.
Chairman. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mrs. Kristen asked me to attend. We are the current buyers of the property. We're going through all our checklists in order to buy the property. We ordered a survey. My attorney contacted me and notified me that there were some setback requirements that were not ever handled. Kristen is seeking a variance from the front yard because the property was placed in 1996, the property was made a Class C home, so a permanent structure was put under it. So it'd be very difficult to move the property in order to make it in compliance. So seeking a variance is basically the way to go at this point for all the parties. She inherited the property, so she was unaware of all these issues with the property, not having a CO. As far as the shed placement and the gazebo placement, we will seek permits for the shed. The shed can be moved, so it's not an issue as far as applying for a variance for that. The gazebo is going to be completely removed from the property, so we're not even going to apply for a permit for that. The property in no way will cause any kind of hardship for anybody at this point. It's been there since 1996. There is only one home beyond that property, and it doesn't affect its ability to come and go. It's already got a paved driveway. It accommodates the parked cars without, you know, intruding onto the roadway of any sort. So, you know, we hope that you can take into consideration issuing a variance for it. So we can kind of finish the process of buying the property. It is a small lot, you know, as others have said. And we did walk up and down the street. There are other homes probably in a similar situation, but trying to get surveys on all those properties in order to show that there's a hardship for everyone, we're just worried about this property.
Sure. So. Questions?
Do you have a closing date in mind?
We actually, our closing date was supposed to be September 2nd, but when this variance issue came about, we had to put it on hold. As soon as we're done the hearing, the seller is ready to settle any time, so there's no delay.
Did staff explain, we have to write up findings of fact, approve the finding, they explained all that to you.
Yeah.
So anything you do prematurely, you're doing at your own risk?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
My attorney made me aware of that also, yes.
So you said the movable shed you're taking down.
We're going to move it. We're just going to, it's probably a foot or so off the property line. It just needs to be moved in a little bit, and then it would meet the requirements of the 5-foot setback. But we will get a permit for it because it was never issued a permit.
How about the gazebo?
Gazebo, we're going to remove altogether. We're going to take it off the lot, yeah. It's placed in a spot that there's not much room back there. And I, you know, I mean, getting back to the placement of the property, the owner that inherited the property wasn't sure that it was placed forward because maybe a septic issue or maybe a septic tank was placed on the lot there, and that's why they had to move it forward. She wasn't aware of any of those issues, but that could have been a reason why that property was moved forward so far.
Sure.
So.
No questions, Chair.
Ten.
I have no questions.
No questions. Mr. Sharp?
You know, if there's been any flooding issues in the rear of that property?
No. We did get a flood survey. We do have to get flood insurance for it. But in all the years that the property was there, we've actually lived right across the street from it. And we've been there since 2006, and we've never had any water go up over the bulkheads or anything. Even during Hurricane Sandy, it didn't breach.
Yeah, I noticed it's in a flood zone.
Yes, it is. And we will have to get flood insurance for it. Yep.
And it looks to me like there might be a small gap between the front property line and the edge of paving based on the survey. Is that correct, do you believe?
I'm not sure. The only things that were made aware to me was the gazebo and the shed and then the property in itself. Everything else was like brick pavers and a sidewalk.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Would you like to come up and make a statement?
Sure.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Hi, Jody Diaco. We own the property right beside it, 34689
okay.
Frankfurt.
All right. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It is.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi. I just have a quick question. I have no problem with anything that they're doing. They're removing the gazebo, which is, it does impede it's right on the line. And we're going to be doing some work, so that's fine. My question is, the variance, that's great. I don't have a problem with that. But is this grandfathered that in the future, if they would decide to take that down or the foundation or build something, does that variance hold that they have that 6.3 foot available to them for a new structure? Or does that go back to whatever zoning is in place now?
When you get a variance, it's for the existing structure or whatever is proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Once that structure is removed, or if it's never built, then that variance lapses, and you're to bring the property into compliance at that point in time if you were to reconstruct on the property. Now, that wouldn't prohibit someone from seeking a future variance.
Right.
If the circumstances warranted it, or if the code requirements were to change, that could alter, you know, where they could put things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as far as, will they be allowed to tear this down and build another one in that exact same location mm-hmm. without a variance? The answer there would be no.
Okay. All right. That's all. That was my only question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12760 for Ms. Kristen Evans?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, we have a caller. Caller, please state your name and address before making your comment.
Kristen Evans, Bridesburg, Pennsylvania.
Ms. Evans, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I've been listening to the whole conversation.
Okay. Well, before we have you make a statement, I just have to swear you in for the record. So do you swear or affirm any of the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You can go ahead and make your statement, Mrs. Evans.
I believe my representative has said everything that needs to be said. Obviously, because of the Mueller permanent foundation, I'm sorry, I have an echo. Are you guys jumping too?
We do not. You're loud and clear on this end.
Okay. Obviously, because it's on a permanent foundation, it cannot be moved. You'd be dealing with flooding, the heating system, the electrical, all of that would have to be, readjusted in order to move anything. And it's not like we're talking a huge, I inherited, so I don't know, what the process was back in the day when Dad did this. So, that's all I wanted to say.
Any questions from the board for Ms. Evans?
Ma'am, I have one question. Are you going to be removing the gazebo, or is the buyer going to be removing it?
The buyer is going to be removing it.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? Mr. Sharp?
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Evans. Or Ms. Evans, we appreciate you calling in.
Sure, no problem.
Is there anyone else on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12760 for Ms. Kristen Evans?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12760 for Ms. Kristen Evans and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12760 for Kristen Evans for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property's unique physical conditions due to its small size in the existing building. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Have a motion?
Mr. Werfel, does your motion also have the condition of the shed being moved and the gazebo?
Well, I didn't want to make that a condition, because if we do that, then the seller's going to have to take care of that before they can close. I didn't want to mess up their closing. That's the only reason I didn't do that.
So we're understanding that for the record. And I'll second the motion.
I don't know that I won't get into the details of what their attorney would or would not, but I don't know that it basically just puts a condition on the board's approval that it has to be moved. So as long as it gets done, then that would be there. So
you don't necessarily think it would cause a problem with closing if we put that as a condition?
I don't think it would. I mean,
okay.
I think it's probably important that be brought into compliance. I don't think we want to have that hanging out there.
Yeah.
As part of the request, and they have proffered that, so.
Okay, well, I'll amend my motion to make that a condition that the gazebo is removed and the shed is moved.
I'll amend my second.
Okay.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So the vote of 3-0, your case is approved.